So you got three bedrooms upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just need a basic cast.
Yeah, and this is your stair here, of course, that I've shown here, open.
Okay, stairway.
Yeah. And there would be enough offset here, of course, I've drawn the bathroom a little too long. Be an offset here, so you got a door right there. And that's counterbalanced over here. We've got another closet, actually, right in here. And your walkway to get at this closet, you come in from this side.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Now, get down here and just start off and see how far we get. Now, a lot of the things in the discussion we've talked about, you've already mentioned many of the items. That's mm-hmm. one reason I've asked you certain questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to expedite things mm-hmm. just a little bit. I think you said you were talking about the chimney.
Yeah.
Would you, just out of curiosity, would you call, on a factory, maybe a brickyard or something, where they had mm-hmm. to have ovens, and the tall brick mm-hmm. Chimney they had, would you call that a chimney too?
Quite often.
Okay.
Now, there is a distinction in the home chimneys that we still use to the extent that you'd speak of a stacked chimney, which would be a multiple opening chimney, this is.
Like, now this one has three openings?
Yeah. It has two now. We close up one.
The one in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be a stacked chimney. Well, just a single chimney would be, that is, for a single room or a single outlet. You'd call that a single chimney, maybe. Or just say chimney.
Right. Oh, now on this one, was it originally open all the way through to three?
No.
I've seen some, that they just have open space to two rooms. We built one fire for two, but that seems...
I don't believe we have that type down here. You'd always separate, you'd have a wall here, as we have a fire brick wall.
Right. I noticed that it's that way. What do you call the open place in that brick place in front of that fireplace there, the open place in the floor?
You mean the hearth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. How about in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood across there? What do you call those?
Well, you call them andirons or fire dogs or something else, depending on what they were.
You have any ever heard any older pronunciations or any other names for those things?
Not offhand.
Okay. How about the piece above your fireplace there that your clock's sitting on?
Well, that's always been the mantle.
Okay. Now, again, these are the questions that are set. If you want to elaborate on any one of these, just stop and start.
All right.
Any kind of dialogue you want.
All right.
All right. How about when you bring a piece of wood in to put in your fireplace, a piece of wood about that long, maybe that big around, what would you call that?
Well, likely, if it was any size at all, as you say here, that'd be a stick of wood.
A stick of wood?
Piece of wood, maybe, would be smaller.
Okay. What about
a log? If the log got big enough, you might say, put that log on the fire.
How big would a piece of wood have to be a log?
Well, if it were cut from a whole tree, you'd be inclined to call it a log, even if it said it wasn't any bigger than that.
What's that, 6, 7, 8 inches?
Yeah. Ordinarily, if you had split wood, even if it was heavy, you might not call it a log.
Just a piece of wood?
Let's put that big piece on the fire.
The reason I'm curious about this is both Mr. Ward and Mr. Gillette would not... I couldn't get them to elicit log for mm-hmm. any large, even a large piece. They always said it's a piece of wood.
I'd have to say that in our family, I believe we thought of logs more often